Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one and only Fat Cat, and here is what she's got to say. Hello again, Sandman. Did your third grade teacher that fought in WW2 rub off on you or something? You mentioned that he was too hard for the girls, so most transferred out of the classroom. But I've never been to a school where you could transfer out of a class because of not liking the teacher. Growing up, my mother never would have allowed me to leave my class for an easier one, even though I was taught by nuns that kept telling me to mind my posture. But I did have to deal with the man who was known to be more insufferable than you. For 4 years, he would hand back tests with some comments about my writing. He would grade our notebooks as well. I never once got a passing grade for it during freshman year. It dragged my average down and I was really mad. According to him, a perfect grade was reserved for God. A 9 for teachers. And a student could get only an 8 max. I still remember some of the comments that I got from him. Learn to use your ruler. Young lady, this is a notebook, not a sketchbook. Draw your lines more fluid. The most infuriating thing about it was that the criticisms were all valid. It was never personal. The last time he graded my notebook, he said it was astonishing that I managed to improve everything but my writing. When I thanked him for acknowledging my improvements, he said it was not a compliment. Insufferable till the bitter end. It's hard to tell from what I'm telling you, but he is still my favorite teacher. Even during those 4 years, I made better notes in all my classes, and it was improving all my grades overall. He was the only teacher doing this. It helped me in higher education and life as well. A few months after graduation, I went back to thank him. I was surprised that he told me that he would be retiring. We had a nice chat before he left. My cousin was then going to start school there pretty shortly, and I remember thinking what a loss it was going to be, because she would never have such a great teacher. Most of the teachers nowadays could barely pass as decent. Not teaching children to handle the real world is a great disservice. I try to limit how much my partner and I coddle our son as well. He has chores that are age-appropriate. Most of them are about cleaning up after himself. If he wants cupcakes, I'll help him make them. It was an opportunity to practice measuring. He will be responsible for his own lunch starting the next school year. He will start slow. I'll help him cut up the fruit and remind him that he needs to make a sandwich. There is no way that I'm still going to be doing this when he turns 10. I've mostly been using my strict upbringing as an example, and I've been getting comments about it. At the same time, my son is better adjusted to a strict teacher he's had for the last 2 years. He's doing quite well. I plan on raising a functioning adult, not an adult child. I think that should be the standard. Since you don't seem to have a problem with needing to be strict, I was wondering if you have any tips of what I should do next. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. And just so everyone knows, this is the third time you sent me this request. I rejected the last two because it was though they were written by an orangutan playing a pipe organ. There were zero questions for me and they both sounded like you were trying to have a gaslight my audience and make them crazy with your verbal diarrhea. Maybe you're like the Disney Star Wars of MGTOW, trying to intentionally drive the male audience crazy. You're the one that keeps sending me writing that ChatGPT could outperform, and you make me spend tons of time rewriting your words. But I know you've written video requests before that were well put together. I wonder why you're so inconsistent. I'll discuss suggestions for your son's edumacation in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on the Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to male teachers are better than female ones Clown World Show. Yes, my third grade military veteran teacher rubbed off on me with regards to discipline and order in my mind, from the chaos that the female teachers created before him. The reason the girls could transfer out of my class was because we had more than one third grade class in our school, so they had many options. Girls don't do well under strict male teachers. You yourself proved that because your teacher gave you terrible grades for terrible work. Also, Fat Cat, I didn't realize I was insufferable criticizing your writing. I've also had teachers in university that said they wouldn't accept any of my assignments from me because they weren't up to my usual standards. I knew that and my professor wouldn't accept my last assignment of the year and said that I was lazy. So I had to do it again and it was all in an attempt to better me. I redid it and got a better grade. I was also told by another professor that I couldn't write or communicate properly. but she did that because she was trying to destroy my self-esteem. But by calling me insufferable, I think you're proving that you don't know the difference between constructive and destructive criticism. You can write well. I've received about 10 to 20% of your video requests that were completely coherent. But you mentioned that your teacher was right about how awful your writing was, and yet you were still angry at him for trying to help you. You say it wasn't personal, but it sounds like it actually was. Half the boys out there these days are raised by single mothers. Then they go to school and 90% of their teachers are female. Those young guys need role models desperately. Even your son will have issues with the lack of male instructors and teachers. Your son needs more of them at school. Besides that one teacher in the third grade, it wasn't until I went into technology in my high school that I found guys like that again for mentorship. Or when I went into television. It was only in those places that I finally felt physically and mentally challenged. I think that that's one of the reasons why so many kids these days just want to play video games. Because they offer difficult problem-solving challenges. But these days, kids don't play them as much as they watch other kids play them on YouTube. Yes, teach your son to prepare his own food and do household tasks. But remember that when he gets to your age, machines will probably be making his lunch for him. Maybe teach him to read and write more so his communication skills can be better than yours. Above all else, the words of Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, which will soon be the most valuable company in the world, basically sum up my thoughts on this. He says that the key to life is pain and suffering and having grit, where you have passion and perseverance. He wishes pain and suffering on everyone, and I wish the same on your son. Kids aren't allowed to walk to school on their own anymore in the first or second grade. They have to be chauffeured around everywhere. That third grade teacher I had made me suffer through tons of multiplication tests, spelling tests, and there were zero toys or play breaks in the classroom. My parents also didn't buy me many toys when I was a child. Today I see kids having every toy and every candy treat that they want. They never go without. I had maybe 1/10 of the toys that the other kids had. So don't spoil your child. Find a strict teacher if you can, because today's teachers are just glorified babysitters. In the second grade, I had a singing and dancing female teacher, and she was an entertainer more than an educator. And I didn't learn anything, and I was completely bored. That old teacher I had was 60 years old in the mid-1980s, so he grew up during the Great Depression. It's very loving to cause pain for your child, because if you don't, then they'll be useless when older, and you'll have to watch them suffering as an adult as opposed to suffering as a child. Most people today are selfish and would rather not see their kids suffer at all. I dropped my nephew off at his daycare a while back, and there was a cemetery in the church parking lot. And I looked at the graves, and one of them was a 4-year-old that died back in the 1920s. It's sad, but only the strong survived back then. Fat Cat, what you can do is treat the raising of your son like a video game. Up the difficulty level on things whenever he seems comfortable. Challenge him, and that'll make his mind grow. Enroll them in classes with male teachers instead of female ones. Find the most difficult teacher you can. Instead, most parents find the nicest teacher. Parents these days are so paranoid that they're worried their kid is going to get snatched up off a street by a motorist and have his kidney harvested if he walks to school. At the age of 10 or 11, maybe make him take public transit on his own. I think that as AI gets better, we're going to have to fire all the female teachers and education will become a much more private thing. There used to be no formal education in schools before around 100 years ago. You were raised by your parents and extended family, or you became an apprentice like Anakin Skywalker. Public schools used to be good, but with women running and ruining the education system, the standards are dropping. And classes are easier so women can get into university and get their degrees. I understand your anger with that English teacher. I also got 77% in my creative writing class with a tough teacher. But from what I heard, regular English teachers would rarely give you more than 65 to 70% for a senior English class. So what did I do? I went to summer school and got an 85% grade someplace else. I cheated and the other kids in my school were pissed off about it. I knew that I could read and write well, but the teachers were being a-holes about giving decent grades. I guess you too should have changed classes, Fat Cat. But then your writing probably would have been worse than it is right now because then you didn't have your language Nazi teacher to bug you to do better. Also remember that men imitate others as much as women do. But the male role models out there are gone. So all that's left to imitate are the gay teachers for many guys. Plus these days, you have to be worried about female teachers trying to seduce your son. Hopefully they'll be gone soon thanks to technology. But now I'm just rambling. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat smashed her report card to pieces when her teacher gave her an F so that her mother wouldn't see it. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps fat cat's verbal diarrhea away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.